Noi. Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol liyeh b'vro. Many different hesberim to understand the oft adjoining parshios of Baharim b'chukosai. After all, if there's a reason why that on various years we happen to go out and join together different parshios, there has to be some link, that some thread, some common thread woven throughout the two parshios, that thereby links these parshios. The parshios Bahar, we know, discusses the laws, mitzvahs, atzluyas, baretz, shemitah, yovel, b'chokosai, begins in b'chokosai, teilecha. We know the first message, often the most primary, the chief message of the parsha, is in b'chokosai, teilecha. Rashi cites in the Sefer, the Torah's Konim, and Chavav, Ozbeis, yochel zekima mitzvahs. You might think it's a reference to fulfilling the mitzvahs, k'sheomer, v'es mitzvosai tishmoru, the very next phrase, harei kiyum mitzvosomer, that's already discussing the fulfillment of the Torah, mitzvos hamani mekayim achukas ha-telecha. So what's the first message of the Torah? In this coming week's parsha, the second half, at least, shetiyu ha-meilim ha-Torah, person has to be an omel b'Torah, based on a pasuk in Iyov, the Gemara deduces, in Sanhedrin, Sanites, and based on them, the omel yulad. The very reason a person was created was for the function, the tachlis of a meilis b'tayra. As Chaim Soloveitchik or Chaim Brisker explained, if it was merely to accumulate the ideas of Tayra, and the spotlight wasn't turned on a meilis b'tayra, then you don't need to come out into the world, because the Gemara tells us in Eden Aflama Namad Beis that the child learns Kol Tor Kula, has the best chavrusa, the best rebbe in the world, the Malach Hashem Tzavakos. He's learning Kol Torah Kula until he is Yotzei Mirachem Imo, and then Bamolch Vesacho Piv, and then all the Torah is forgotten. If it was merely about amassing and accumulating all the ideas of Torah, he already has that in the womb. So why do we need the child to be born? It must be Enechrami got it, but he got it as a gift. It was Matana Gemura. It was given to him gratis. Explained by Chaim Brisker. That's why Adam La'omo Yulad. Why was man created? Why was he born? He was only born from Melus and Torah. Because to merely have the ideas, he already had that. The reason he came into the world was for the Amelus. And that's what Chaim said. Why is it that we don't stand up anytime a pregnant woman walks by? After all, you know that she's carrying a child who knows Kol Torah Kula. He's got all the Torah Kula, Kol Torah Kula. We know the famous story where Zalman of Elojin, the Tovah Sodom, was staying up all night learning Torah with the Gra, and he couldn't keep to the Gra's schedule of sleeping only 4 half-hour segments every 24 hours. And one time, Chaim Elojin walked into the room in the middle of the night, and he saw that his brother Zalman was falling. He couldn't stay up anymore. So as he was falling to the ground, the Gra caught his head in his hands right when Chaim Elojin walked in, and he says, Rebbe, what are you doing? He says, what do you mean? I'm holding Kol Torah Kula in my hands. He was holding the head of Razamul of Elojit. But what's the difference? The difference is, writes Chaim Brisker, that the child, Eina Chanami, that child, Baruch Hanimo, might know all of Torah, but he didn't get him. It's not a Melus, and that's not something that we're Maurich, that's not something that we're Machambe. You're only going to stand up for someone who acquired the Torah Machmas, his own Melus for Torah, his own Yegiyah, Brochus Chesam Nal, Goda, Nenim Yegiyah, Skapa Yosem Yeshamayim. We want to see the Yegiyah, we want to see the Amelus. Famous Kotzker Rebbe Megillah Davvavon Beisagati Matzasi Talmid. You have some people, they're Miyageah and they're not Matzasi. Teretz is the Yegi itself is the Metzias of the Kotzker Rebbe. Yegati Matzasi Talmid, because in the Abishur's eyes, it's not about what you accomplished, it's about the efforts, it's about the Schwitzing in the Mesir's Nefesh, the Amelus and the Yegiah that went into it. That's what the Abishur's Machabe. He's not so interested in the end result. In the end of the day, we have in Chas a few times, Brochus Hayman base your Zion and Aleph and Menachos Kafir and Aleph Echad Amar Revechad Amar to Bavach Yechab and Liba the Shemayim. It's not about whether you accomplish a little or a lot. It's about what Rachman and Liba Boy, did you have the right Kavonis? And if you had Kavonis to Shem Shemayim, that's what the Ebershter is interested in. That's why the Mishnah Bura, when the Machamer says in Siman Aleph, Tov Ma'at Tachnuni the Kavona, Meharbe Shalom Kavona, it's better to daven a little bit with Kavona than to daven a lot without any Kavona. Or parenthetically, when they asked Rav Hunder, why in Chaim Balin did they not say in Yeshiva all the Slichas? Why did they skip so much in Slichas? He says, because better Tov Ma'at Shaloba Kavona, Meharbi Shaloba Kavona. If they don't understand the slichus anyway, better to say a little bit without kavana than to say a lot without kavana. Avad Avado, what's the tachas? To learn the slichus. Tov ma'at b'kavana mehar mishalo b'kavana. And that's what the Mishmur is based on what this Maimar Chazal. Same too, likewise with karbonas, whether it's the Oni bringing a karbon mincha, or the Osher bringing a karbon in the Abishter's eyes, it's all about the Yigi and the Amelus of the Kotskor, Yagati Matasi Tama, the Yigi itself. And that is the Metzias. That is the Metziah, and that's what Abishter wants. And that's the first message of a Chukosai, and everything in essence in the Parsha, the Klol of is all building. If you have the Torah, without even the Arachayim HaKodesh's 40-plus Perushim, to the Inyan of the Amelus B'Torah, where he has such a Gavaldik Arichus, a Mamash, just to go through this Arachayim HaKodesh can be an entire Shabbos, going through all the different Hasberim that he brings, all to explain 42 different ways of explaining that first message to Amelus B'Torah. So clearly that's the heading of the parasha is Amelus B'Torah. So what's the connection? All of a sudden we have Shemitah and Yovel, Mitzvah, Tullius, Baritz, and Bahar, and then we go right away to Amelus B'Torah. What's the pshat? So Lefini is Daiti Al Pidrush. There are many different explanations, and Avada one can even just say poshut that only on a Shemitah year when you're not Al Pid the Sigim Brochas Lamanheim and Beis. Then when you're not working, that's when you get a chance to learn Be'al Melus. Only when the ground is resting every seventh year, that's when you get the chance. As the Gemara goes on to explain in Brochas Lamanheim and Beis that they used to go out and work during the year, but they were off in two, or they would go out and work 2 months a year, but they would make it up every seventh year. They would hop around all the previous 6 years, the 2 months that they worked, and now they have 12 months where they experience an utter cessation from work, and now is the time to mamish learn about Melos. Avada, they were always kaveyit in the Torah. Only in Shemitah, then you could really have an Amelus with Torah. Right after Bahar, that's when you could get to Bechuk HaSatilat Yomel B'Torah. And that's one pshat, perhaps, in the world of pshat. What about in the world of drush? So allow me to take you to a famous vart. I've told it to you many times. Many Mefarshim say it. We have a Gemara in Brochas Tav Chesem and Aleph. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan came to Bavel and he saw the Ika Sabi in Bavel. There were old people in Bavel. Tom of Omer. He was astounded. How can it be? The Pesach says in Ekev, you can only have a Richas Yomim in Eretz Yisrael. So how can it be that there were elderly individuals, even in Chutz Laretz, even in Bavel? So Amr Lay, they told him, Al the Mechadami Machashri, the Beit Kanishta, that they come early and stay late in the Beit Knesses. Amr Lahu, he said to them, Hainu Dahani Lahu. This is what helped them. This is what benefited them. You know what benefited them? The fact that they came early, they established their kvias. So many Mefarshim asked the Kasha, the Marshal points us out. They Vilna Gaon, both in his Chedusha Agron, Rinoam, Alamakom, Alatar, and Brochas Tav Chesem and Aleph as well. As in his Adaris, Leo, and Devar, and Perak Aleph, Pasuk Yud, the Klei Yoker on the Pasuk and Parshas Ekev, the Ramami Pano, and Asor Ramaris, and Maim Echikar did, and Rav Tzadik Kohen, and Komets, and Mincha, Chaylik Aleph, and Oslam, and as well as in his Sidkas Atzadik, on the Gemara Brochas Tav Chesem and Aleph, and the Rogat Shover, and the collected Horus, Sufferin Spanech, on Brochas, he also says the same Shukotai Rabbachoda Maxima Sino. All these Gedoli Achron and Rasho the Grove Chulei say the same shot, and that is Alpi the Gemara Megillah Chavtesim and Alt. The Gemara says Tanya signing a brayso for those of an Akapar Omer. Asidin sheyikbu botik and esiyus botim and Rosh Hashabbat Bovel sheyikbu Beretz Yisrael in the future. The botik and esiyus and the botim Rosh Hashanah that are in Chutz Laretz, they're going to make the way miraculously to Eretz Yisrael. So explains the Marshal the Gron and all the others. If they guarantee to become Eretz Yisrael in the future, then already right now they're bechina. They already express a mayain. There's somewhat of a taste of Eretz Yisrael. So you're right. You can only be zochar arichas yom in Eretz Yisrael. But what? But if you establish a kvias ayidei Torah, ayidei tefillah, in a base Knesset or in a base Medrash, even a Chutz Laretz, since it's guaranteed to one they go to Eretz already right to now, it has a bechina, it has a mayain of Eretz Yisrael. Amelos, Dr. Moshe Wolfson, the Mashgiach and Yeshiva Torah Das in the Sefer Amunas Yitecha. He has Perush on the Godos of Pesach, and adds to Moshe Wilson, he only quotes the Gron the Marshal, but he says, based on this Mahalach of the Gron the Marshal, now we understand the phrase in Dayenu, Ilu, Nasolano Esatara, Vloch Nisano Lertzol Dayenu. What do you mean it would have been enough to go ahead and give us the Torah without Eretz Yisrael. Frekta Moshe Wilson, how could that be enough? The Ramban writes, become a duchti. The Rashbam and Akev, and other Rishonim, the Ikra Mokam Asiyas HaMitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. The primary place to be Mekayit, to fulfill the Taig Mitzvahs, all the Mitzvahs, Zuk the Ramban, that we're doing in Chutz Arts, is only a Zecher. The Ikra Mokam Asiyas is David Ritzol, the whole Arichas of Ramban, and last week in Parshas Achrimos, when he says, the Ikra Mokam Asiyas came in Mitzvahs Eretz Yisrael, Ad Kedei Kach, parenthetically, a story that I just heard this morning from Rabbi Tzvi Flam Shlita. Rabbi Flam said over a great story. He said that he heard the story about Rav Hunder, that Rav Hunder Zatzal, on one of his trips from Brooklyn to Eretz Yisrael. So there was a minyan based on the timing. They wanted to daven shacharis in the morning, not instead of davening by the time they get to the airport, it might already be too late. So they had a minyan on the flight about an hour or two before the end of the flight. They put on talis and tefillin, they all daven. Right when they came out, after the passport control, and they came, they were waiting for the luggage. So Tamidim saw the Rav Hunder took out his carry-on bag, and he started nochemul once again, started putting on his tefillin. So he said, Rabbi, what's pshat? It's not, this isn't Rabbeinu Tam, it's not Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. But you put on your tefillin an hour ago, we down with shacharis on a plane. He says, don't you know the Ramban and Achrimos? He says, Ein Adoma. He says, yeah, when I put on my tefillin the first time, I was still in Chutz Laretz, if I'm still holding in the morning, and now I'm in Eretz Yisrael. Don't I want to put on my tefillin in Eretz Yisrael? It's not the same tefillin. Because Al Pi Ramban, it's one thing to put, you have the Gemara Din Exilus, Kefir Aleph, Kol Adar B'Chutz Laretz, Doma Kamin Loka, the famous Amaral and Goraye, makes the diak when Rashi says Kala Yotze, anyone who leaves Eretz Yisrael, it's Kein the Kamisha in Lo Aloka. So they asked the Kashan, what do you mean? What do you mean Kala Yotze, someone who leaves? What about Kala Dar B'chutz Lords? Don't give Kamisha in Lo Aloka. Either way, whatever Pshat you're going to say, but it's not the same Levish as Atfilin. So he put on his Tfilin Nochemol. So he could put on the same Tfilin and say, oh, now it's Mekayim the Ramban. Now it was really fulfilling the mitzvah of Tfilin Kid the boy as one ought to, because I'm now doing it on the ground in Eretz Yisrael. I'm a Mela. That's the Pshat. Ilu Nosulun Ashtovalok Nisulun Tzor Dayinu. Why? Because what do we say from the Gaon the Marsha? That Ayyadei the Elimara Torah, we could create a Bechina Me'in of Eretz Yisrael, even a Chutz Laretz. Because once this land is guaranteed to go anyway, this place, Knesset, this place, Menrish, Ayyadei my Elimara Torah, if you're going to make sure the place is going to go already right now, it has a shame, it has a Bechina, it has a Me'in of Eretz Yisrael, I'm a Mela. That's the Pshat Dayinu Zukta Moshe Wolfs and Amunasi Techa. Ilu Nosulun Ashtovalok because all you day the Liman Torah and the Amelis V'Torah, you could create the Ma'ein of Achin of Eretz Yisrael. So the Fini is Daiti. Now perhaps that's another Mahalech understanding the off the joining Parshios of Bahar Mechukosai. What's the Shaykhis? Mechukosai is about Amelis V'Torah. Balaturim and the Chokosai Talechu is Gematria Amelim Divrei Torah. It's all about Amelis and Divrei Torah. What's Amshat? Amshat is Bahar is about Mitzvah Satzluyas Baret. Keep Shemitah, keep Yovel. I mean, what if you're not in Eretz Yisrael and you can't keep Shemitah and you can't keep Yovel? Don't worry, it's an off the joining parsha. It's interlinked with Parsh Bahar as well. But Chokosai, don't worry about it. If you're an Amelim Torah, that'll be Nechshav like you're in Eretz Yisrael. It'll be Nechshav. Ramam Helcha Shmita Vyovo at the very end. Anyone who's sitting and learning and Yomam Yagim a Torah, and that'll be Kilo. It's like you're in Eretz Yisrael. There are two ways to fulfill Shmita and Yovo. One is to be there, and the other way is the second half of the parsha. B'chukosa Telech to Yomel Matarah, Shmizecha to Yomel Segiv Matarah. Heading out to Mitchum to Connecticut. My family will be joining the Tomasura Convention this week in Stamford, Connecticut. And Mitchum will miss you, but it is Rabbi Shai Schechter's farewell Shabbos. I certainly encourage you to come hear him, Rav Hershel Schechter, delivering the Gemara Shir Ananyani Shmita Emet Hashem here in the White Shul Beis Midrash in the afternoon, 5:45 to 7 o'clock. Wishing everyone a relaxing, meaningful, and most enjoyable a Heilig Lichtige Shabbos Kodesh up ahead. A great rest of the week, and Emet Hashem, will see you back Sunday night. All the best. Hatzlach Rab and Kaddish, please.